Two Great Lakes were part of an uncommon winter phenomenon recently. With few exceptions, water levels in the Great Lakes go down from December to January, but this year, for only the 10th time in nearly a century, water levels in Lake Michigan and Lake Huron went up. Michigan residents who are more accustomed to worrisome news of falling lake levels are buoyed, pun intended, by the news. Here to explain what happened and what it means, meteorologist Mark Torregrossa of MLive and FarmerWeather.com. Welcome back, Mark.
Good morning.
So lake levels in Lakes Michigan and Huron, which are really one lake, right?
Right, they are, because they're connected by the straits. So sure. Yeah, those little lake levels actually went up from December to January, and typically that's in a normal seasonal fall, and it wouldn't be any surprise that they would normally fall, because we have colder air at that time of the year. Colder air holds less moisture, so it's tougher to see a half inch or an inch of liquid over the drainage basin of the Great Lakes at that time of the year.
So why did they go up then?
Well, we had a ton of rain in December. We had record rainfall over the Great Lakes, over the Lake Michigan Huron, Lake Huron part of the drainage basin. We had record rainfall, and I think on average it was over 3 inches of rain fell on that entire drainage basin. And at this time of the year, most of that runs off and makes it into the lake.
So in a typical year, you're saying lake levels go down at the end of the year, December to January. What times in the year do they typically go up?
Well, it's about a six-month cycle. Typically, the lakes peak around the 4th of July. Let's call it July or maybe August. And that's typically the high water mark in a normal cycle year. And then September, October, November, December, January, February, they usually fall, an inch or a small percentage each of those months. And then in March, they usually start the seasonal rise again, March, April, May, June, July, to maybe August.
Hmm. Now, a few years back, we were concerned about falling lake levels. A lot of people still are, I believe, over the long haul, but you know, beaches were expanding at a noticeable rate. There was some really ugly beaches that appeared over the course of a few years there. Ecologically, was this December rise in lake levels in Huron and Michigan, was that good news?
Well, we've changed the mindset a lot. In fact, this morning, I just got a call from a gentleman that lives right on Saginaw Bay. And there's a northeast wind strong here in the Saginaw area, and it's pushing the mounds of ice up onto his seawall. So Mother Nature and the Great Lakes can change in a hurry, and in the last 2 years, we've added more than 2 feet of water to Lake Michigan and Huron. And so now we're above normal on the lake levels, and if you just put another 6 to 12 inches extra on there, you're close to the 1986 high water levels. And it's always been my contention that extreme high water levels are way worse than low water levels. Yeah, the low water levels affect some people along the beach, but the high water levels, you can't stop water once it starts coming toward your house. So your question is kind of loaded. Is it a good thing? We're probably right now right at about normal, and that's where most folks would want to stay, but unfortunately, nature doesn't stay normal for long.
MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa is our guest here. We're talking about a winter anomaly on Lakes Michigan and Huron here between December and January. Lake levels actually rose in those lakes, which has happened only 10 times in nearly a century. Let's talk about ice cover on the lakes here. Two winters ago, everybody remembers, I guess officially it was the second highest ever winter ice coverage of the Great Lakes. 92% of the Great Lakes were covered as late as March. How do things look this winter?
This year, I think I've seen it as much as 20% covered, so it's a very low coverage of ice, even compared to normal over time. And that's just been a no secret either, a result of a very warm November, very warm December, and warmer than normal January and February. And, you know, now we've turned the corner. Our average high is above freezing and the sun is gaining strength. So building ice now will be very difficult.
You're in high gear here today, keeping an eye on a snowstorm that's headed our way. What's your best guess on measurable snow here in the Lansing area for today and tonight?
Lansing area looks like it's in the solid 8 to maybe 10-inch range. If I had to lean one way or the other in Lansing, I'd probably lean toward the 8-inch. It's going to be a heavy, wet one, too. And then about halfway through the storm, middle of the night tonight, the snow will change nature to drier, more wind-driven type snow. Good and bad. The first half of it, heavy wet, can stick on limbs and trees and power lines, and there could be a tree limb that breaks and hits a power line, so there could be some scattered power outages. The good with that wet snow is that it won't blow anywhere. Then as it changes to the drier snow, halfway through it, then tomorrow morning we're looking at 4 or 5 inches that could blow around on wind gusts of 35 miles an hour or more.
Mark Torregrossa reports on the weather. He is the meteorologist for MLive and at farmerweather.com. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome.